One Family Fellowship, and DDR Ministries present Apostle David Robertson.
Cannot hear me clearly. Please get on Facebook and check us out. You can actually download the recording. We are recording this. We will not interrupt it again, okay? Because even if it's just one that can hear, then it's for that one that God has placed in the room, all right? Okay, we were talking about promotion day. Many times we think about promotion as far as monetarily, as we said before, on jobs or anything else, but when we've been promoted spiritually, it's not always seen as a spiritual promotion because the attack is coming from a physical standpoint. But we have to understand, we have to learn how to discern when God is moving, when God is placing us in the position of growth. And this is the thing, this is one of the key things about being promoted spiritually. What's so confusing is many times we cause so many problems on ourselves, so therefore we always feel like we're going through. Some of our decisions cause us to go through problems. Some of our decisions cause us to have issues with life or with other people. And so therefore when we start going through some sort of a spiritual storm, it gets mixed up with the physical storm, and we don't really know exactly what's going on. But we ought to be at a point in our lives where all of the storms that we're going through are not self-inflicted. Many of the storms that we're going through are self-inflicted. Think about it. If you made better decisions, if we made better decisions, a lot of us would be a lot happier right now. So, I mean, if we waited till we got married to have children, if we waited before we even had a drink, if we waited before we smoked weed, if we done that at all, but if we waited to do things according to the one the Lord said do it, if we waited to get married the first time, if we waited and finished school and got done with college and did everything we were supposed to do, a lot of the storms that we are facing on a daily basis would be non-existent. You know, the enemy's biggest weapon against you is you. We are our own worst enemy, and he knows this. And so we're going to graduate today. We're being promoted because our mindset is changing. Our eyes are opening ever so widely because I don't want to be the reason I'm defeated. I don't want to look in the mirror and say, you are the reason why you didn't make it. You know, I don't want to be my own stumbling block, because if I'm my own stumbling block, I'm not a threat to the kingdom of the devil. So I want to be a threat. I don't want to necessarily be famous on earth, but I want to be famous in the spirit realm, because if I'm famous in the spirit realm, that means the enemy knows that I'm a force to be reckoned with and I'm on God's side. If you're not a threat in the spirit realm, then the enemy will wreak havoc over your life and run through your family. So I want you to understand right now today that you are being promoted whether you want to or not in some areas of your life. And what happens, we have to go through in order to get through. We got to go through and get through. And going through is not always fun. It's not always easy. And so in my studies, God has taken me to a few people in the Bible. But before he did that, this is what he showed me. Yesterday, my baby girl, you know, she had a parent-teacher conference yesterday, typically, you know, I was going to drop her off at home and I was going to take care of the conference myself, but she didn't want to get out of the car. She wanted to go with me to meet the teacher. She wanted to be there by my side. And so when I told her to get out of the car, she kind of started looking sad, got all teary-eyed and whatnot. I'm like, okay, stay in the car. So she stays in the car, and we get to the school, and as we're talking to the teacher, I mean, the teacher had nothing but high praise for her, about how she carries herself, about her character, and her grades reflect everything the teacher is saying, you know. So she's at 99% in, like, 80% of her classes. She's on 99, so she's doing very, very good. But then I could see the gleam in her eye when she saw that these words were being said to her by her teacher, who tested her about her to her father. And so when we walked outside of the room, she wanted me so badly to see that she was the number one fifth grader in the entire school, because she completed all of her tests and she got the highest scores in her math, her reading, and her science. And they have a big wall at the school where her name is at the top of the wall. And she just had to let her father see how well she was doing. I'm going somewhere with that. She wanted me to know that I'm doing what you sent me here to do. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm respecting the teacher. I'm studying. I'm treating my neighbors right. I got the citizenship award, my grades are where they're supposed to be. All she wanted to say was, Daddy, look, I am doing what I was created to do. And so as a father, what I do when my children do what they're supposed to do, I understand the test was hard. I understand I couldn't come in the room with you and take the test for you. But because you did what you had to do and you passed it with flying scores, I'm going to take you out to Dave and Buster's and I'm just going to give you the debit card and let you just have fun, you know, up to $100 at least. But I'm going to give you something. I'm going to reward you because you did not have to apply yourself. You didn't have to act like you had home training. You didn't have to learn to know how to respect a teacher. You could have been happy with a C, but you pushed and you pushed and you pushed. And that's just like our God. When we go through different things and we see different things, God does not allow us to go unpromoted or unrewarded. But the issue that God has with us is that we complain so much through the process, not realizing that this is the test that we need to get us over to what we've been praying for the whole time. Help me, somebody. Listen, promotion day is today. Promotion day is today. I was looking in the book of Daniel, then I started looking at other books, and it's just amazing to me how God shows up. He shows up right when we need him. Understand that if you are a child of God, listen to me, put your ear close to the phone. If you are a child of God, there is a plot against you. If you're here representing Christ, there is a plot against you. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. And so the only thing that does is separate the fact that God, there is confusion, but God didn't cause it. So who's causing it? The enemy is causing the confusion. But then when you look at the word author, my members know this. Author's right. So what the enemy is doing while you're having your peaceful time and your peaceful season, he is taking note on what breaks you up or what breaks you down and how to hurt you the most, where your love is, where your concerns are. He's paying attention, so therefore he's strategically plotting his attack against you, and this is why the attack is so heavy. But I'm going to give you a secret as to why we fail most of the time during the attack. It's because we don't train properly. See, if you read in the Bible, when Jesus Christ fasted, Jesus wasn't going through anything. The Bible says he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted, but before he was tempted, he fasted for 40 days. Many of us, we wait until we're going through before we decide to start seeking answers from God. And see, that's the same thing if Floyd Mayweather decided the night before it was time to fight Manny Pacquiao that he was going to try to train, if he was going to try to train the night of the fight, then he would lose. So what happens is fasting and praying happens. It happens through the process before the fight ever comes. You don't wait until you get in trouble before you fast and pray. You fast and pray when the season is good. You fast and pray when all is going well. You fast and pray when you don't have a worry in the world, when all of your bills are paid. Why? Because you are in training. And you know that the enemy is putting a plot together against you. And this is how we keep from crumbling under the pressure when things start happening. We've got it backwards. We've been waiting until the devil attacked before we decided to starve ourselves. We've been waiting until the enemy got us all the way down before we decided to give God the glory and the praise. But while everything is going well and good, these are the times that you fast, and these are the times that you pray. Now, in the book of Daniel, chapter number 6, there was a plot against Daniel, a plot against Daniel because Daniel was a man of God and he was over some worldly things. Even in your position right now, where you are right now, so your job may not be great, but God has a man of God or woman of God in a position of authority. The reason you're being attacked is because you're doing everything for his namesake, and the enemy does not want you in that position because your name being in that position brings about change. So these guys started getting together. And they begin to plot something against Daniel. Daniel did nothing to absolutely nobody. But because of who he was, because he was an outsider, they figured that they've been with the king. He's not from here. He's not from around us. So therefore, we don't want him involved in anything that we're doing. So they planned a thing. They said, well, king, we think you're the only one to be worshipped. We think you're the only one to be praised. So let's sign a petition to where if anybody prays and worships any other god or any other thing besides you, they're going to be thrown in the lion's den.
to Apostle Robinson.
Me, God. And so
that's
they did this thing against Daniel, knowing exactly what they were doing. They knew nobody else was praying unto God three times a day. Daniel was so cold-blooded, he would go right up to his house, not his apartment, not his rent home, but he would go to his house and open his window and pray right in the window to where everybody could see, yes, I am talking to my God, and I want to plug something right here. Instead of back-talking and cussing folk out, when they get on your nerves, start looking at folks and start praying in the name of Jesus to where they can hear you. See, when they start lying on you at work, and you know they lying on you at work, when they come around you, just start saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch Rebecca right now, that you give her all of her heart desires in the name of Jesus. If you start praying in the name of Jesus to where your enemies can hear you, the Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. And understand, when you call Jesus out in public like that, then he's got to do something about it. He's not going to allow you to call him out and he sit back and do nothing, but you gotta let him work his plan. Now watch this now. Now Daniel has been plotted against, and he's plotted against. But what Daniel knew what was going on, but he didn't try to stop the plot. He knew what the petition was, but he did not try to stop it because he recognized that this is a personal attack against me to pull me out of myself, to get me to start acting like everybody else. But God gave me this job. God delivered the Hebrew boys, and I know God is going to deliver me, but I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to pray right in front of them like I always have been doing. I'm not going to go and talk bad to them because I'm looking at this like I must be doing something right if they have to go through so much and go to the head of the household, the head of the job, in order to get me fired. I got to be doing something right. So Daniel did, number one, Daniel did not stop the attack. How many of us would see the attack coming and step out there in front of it and try to stop it, not realizing that I'm only being attacked because of who I am in God, because of who I am in Christ. And so all of a sudden, Daniel decides to go into his room like he always does. And he prays unto God. And these men, this had to be a regular thing for him because they knew when to be there. They knew that he was going to be praying at a certain time, three times a day, which tells me that Daniel did not change his routine just because there was a plot against him. He did not change who he was. This is something that he's always done, and this is the reason why the plot was against him. So if praying and fasting is something that you always do, when you start going through, you're just going through the motions because I always fast, I always pray, I always give God the glory. Granted, I may do it a little harder and longer since I'm going through, but this is not out of the ordinary because I expected this attack. So Daniel kept on praying, and they went to the king and said, "Hey, king, you signed the petition that said nobody could pray to another God, and nobody could do all of these things, but Daniel, the one that's come from the outside, that outside he brought in here, that ain't nothing like us, that Hebrew boy, that one that believe in God, the one that don't corrupt, the one that don't go to the party, he think he too good to go to happy hour with us, the one that always people that work on time, the one that always doing everybody else's job and not complaining about it, he decided to do something that you told him exactly what not to do. So with your own words, king, you need to put him in the lion's den just like you promised." And the king was grieved by it because the king knew that Daniel was a good man. So you don't have to defend yourself to people higher up because they know your character. Then they also know the character and the flaws of the people that always got something negative to say about you. Somebody will catch that in a minute. And so now Daniel didn't say anything, and the king, he tried, the Bible says, to get out of it. He tried to get out of it, but then some people may say, why did God not step in? Why did God allow him to go through this? Why did he's there for God? He didn't ask to be there. Why didn't God just shut everything down? Well, I'm glad you asked. And so the king fasted. The king prayed. The king did not sleep. There's a difference when your leader is fasting, when your leader is praying, and your leader is going without sleep on your behalf. There's a difference. See, this is a problem with our country. We have leadership within the country that wants to make everybody happy, and some of y'all voted for it, but I've been praying for you. We got leadership in the country that wants to make everybody happy. If that does not tell you right then and there that nobody within this country and our governmental system is concerned about our spiritual warfare because they're trying to win votes and they will lie to you and not realizing that the enemy is using them as a puppet. You better open your eyes, people of God, and if you're on this phone and you don't go black to where you put somebody in office just because of a skin color, you just sold your spirituality simply because the Bible, the church is under attack by the people that are in leadership within this country. I need us to open our eyes and wake up and begin to pray simply because we're not in the position to go tit for tat in the devil's playing ground. but we have a higher calling and a higher authority that precedes our race. So we got to get that, and we got to understand that. Some people may not ever call back, but you cannot say that you did not hear the warning of the Lord today. Now, Daniel, he decided, I'm not going to fuss about it. I'm not going to fight about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. He said, because if God allows it to happen, this has got to happen. So the king, the leader of the country, was fasting and praying. And I believe in my heart that the leader, that God answered the prayer of the leader, because it doesn't say that Daniel fasted and prayed anything at all once he got in the lion's den. But the king was fasting. The king was worried about Daniel. The king was interceding for Daniel. And so the Bible says that when Daniel woke up, when the next morning came and the sun began to rise, the king jumped up out of his room and he ran down to the den. And once he got to the den, he said, Daniel, was your God, the one you pray to, the one you fast for, the one you do all of these things for, was he able to deliver you? And Daniel said, oh, king, yes, my God was able to deliver me. My God sent an angel that shut the lion's mouth, and they could not harm him. It didn't say they didn't try to harm him, but they couldn't because their mouth was shut. You understand what I'm saying? Look at what God did. God did not stop the process from happening, but when it got too hard and too heavy for Daniel to bear, God sent an angel to be there to protect him. And what is that telling me? That's telling me that God is not going to do something that you can do for yourself. God is not going to break something that you can break for yourself. But oh, when you get into a position to where you can't do anything about your position, and you've done all that you could to stand, that's when the Bible says, when the Spirit of the Lord, when the enemy comes in like the flood, God will lift up a standard against it. So when you've done all you can do, and you turn every corner, and you depended on God, God said, that's when I step in, because I understand you couldn't do it by yourself. Same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God stepped in once they got in the fiery furnace. Same thing with King David. When he started facing Goliath, God stepped in when it was time to fight Goliath. Same thing with Lazarus. God let Lazarus die, but then after Lazarus died, Lazarus could not raise himself. So he stepped in when it was time for Lazarus to get up. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he let him go all the way to the cross, and he hung, bled, and died for our sins, but he had enough power to raise himself up at the end. These are the reasons why you're being promoted. You're going through something because there's a promotion on the other side. If you do not go through anything, then you cannot expect a crown of life in the long run. So stop complaining about your storm. Stop complaining about what you're going through, and begin to thank God that you saw fit for me, Father God, to go through the struggle that I'm going through. Thank you, God, that you gave me the power to make it through it. Thank you, God. I've tried everything, but you lifted up a standard. And because Daniel didn't complain and God made a way, now the king is saved. The king is speaking highly of God. The king is being delivered from all of his ways. See, when you stand flat-footed on the word of God, people above you will be able to see the God in you. But not only that, after it was all over, just like the Hebrew boys, Daniel was promoted even more so in the kingdom, given more responsibility, given more areas to run, given more people to talk to, given more authority in the place. So when you go through and you go through the right way, and you allow God to get the glory for his namesake, the promotion, family of God, is around the corner. The promotion is around the corner. I'm talking to somebody. You were about to give up. Guess what? No, baby, don't give up. You got about 6 months left. This storm is there, but God has never left you. Your promotion is on the other side. If you give up now, then you're going to be starting over all over again. But I want to encourage you. Stick with it. Stay in there. God sees everything that you're doing. He has not left you, and he will not forsake you. I pray that this has been a blessing unto somebody on today. I pray that God has touched your heart and touched your mind and encouraged you to keep on keeping on and allow the Lord to have his way in your life. And I'm going to open the lines up. I hope we can get them open this time. Last week we were unable to, but if there's somebody there, if this word met you, go ahead and speak out. And if not, if you want to reach out and post on my Facebook, my timeline, you can feel free to do so. That's our Pastor David Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. Or if you want to shoot me an email, reverendrobertson@gmail.com, reverend.robertson@gmail.com. God is lifting up the standard, and we're ready to fight. We're going to do this thing the right way. I'm going to open the lines right now. Matter of fact, now, see, if you want to speak, please star 6 your phone and begin to speak. We'll see if that works first without me opening everybody up. Hello, Russell? Yes.
this is Brother Irie. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, Pastor, this is Brother Irie. I just wanted to say, not that you already don't know, that the message that you are teaching us and the food that God has given you to feed us, it's resonating. I need it more so now than ever because of what I'm about to have to endure. But I'm listening and I'm learning daily, and it's helping me change a lot of my views towards a lot of things, how I look at a lot of things, and I can't speak enough on what you have meant to me personally and what you've meant to me spiritually. And like I said, I thank God every day for you. I appreciate you, Pastor.
May God bless you, man of God. I bless you. Okay, do we have anyone else?
Pastor Robinson?
Yes.
This is Tabitha Pennon, and I'm just grateful for you doing this. My husband and I are in Arkansas right now, and just to be able to pull over on the side of the road and listen to the praise break, and especially what you talked about today, because we're doing some things and we're trusting that God is leading us and directing us in this, and I appreciate the word, and we really needed to hear that today. So thank you so much.
And God bless you, Ms. Pennon. Y'all be careful out there on that road now.
We sure will. We sure will.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Do you have anyone else?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This is Brother Tony, and I'm in passing him. And
who is this thing, Sam?
This is Brother.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to Apostle Robinson of DDR Ministries and One Family Fellowship.
Okay, brother, if you can, try pressing *6 and try to come through again.
This is Minister Tony, and sometimes when I'm fasting and praying and not seeing an outcome, I'm confused how that would be said.
You broke up.
Sometimes I want specific outcomes. Now, I've learned on today that fasting and praying is more of a preparation, it's more of a calisthenic, it's more of an exercise.
Yes, sir.
To prepare me for what's happening. And I never, ever would have known that had the Lord not given you that revelation, or giving me that revelation through you, and now I understand completely why I keep fasting and praying while everything is okay, because on those days I really want to eat, I really want to go see a movie, I really want to watch TV, and I'm sacrificing, and I'm not seeing a change, but then when attacks come, and I see that I'm okay, like what I just went through, when the attack comes and I see that I'm okay and I'm actually happy while the thing is going on, I remember now those times when I was miserable, fasting and not knowing why, that God was preparing me to be in a place of peace while the attack was happening. Not only that, He was preparing a pastor and a home for me while I was going through. And so I'm so grateful to know now that I'm going to keep fasting and praying. I'm going to fast and pray more. Now that I know why I'm fasting and praying.
My God. Man, that's a blessing to hear. Many of us got to realize that there was a particular passage in the Bible when a father brought his demon-possessed son to the disciples and Jesus was not there. And they had no power, no authority to cast the demon out of the boy. And so when Jesus came down, He looked at them and He said, "What's the problem?" And He said, "I brought this my son to your disciples and they couldn't do nothing with him." And when Jesus took a look at the situation, He looked at him, He said, "How long shall I be with you, O ye of little faith?" And then He said, "This kind only cometh out by by fasting and praying. Jesus hadn't been going through no struggles or anything like that because he's God, not at the time, but because he fasted and prayed, and because he's Christ, because he's God, he realized and he knows that there are some things that you're not going to be able to move without fasting and praying. And so he just spoke a simple word, and he drove the demon away because of his preparation. If we don't prepare, we're going to be attacked. We complain about being attacked, but we want to be promoted. We are here as aliens to this land. You're going to have problems. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have issues, but all of it is a distraction to keep you from being focused off of the reason why you're here in the first place. But I'm a living witness. If we learn how to fast and pray in the good times, when God will start revealing things to us in our prayer time and in our fasting time. He appreciates it when we give away and we fast and pray when we just really, you know, everything is great. God loves that. He appreciates that. That's a sacrifice to him. So, Tony, God bless you. Thank you for getting on this call today. Amen. If we have anyone else who would like to have anything to say, you can start, fix your phone, and begin to speak.
Hello, Pastor.
Yes.
I'd like to say, that was a great message this evening. Give my praise to God. You know, I was just want to say that thank God for allowing you to be able to use you. Man, those words are so lovely, man. It's just that I haven't heard that, and it's what I might be what I need to hear. Just that message, man. That, you know, it's when it comes from God, I mean, it takes you a long way, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Really,
Rob, you sounded stronger, Rob.
Yeah, thank you very much, man.
You got a stronger man. We're still praying for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, my man. Amen. Do we have anyone else? If you want to, just start, fix your phone and begin to speak. Let the people hear you, because you could say something that somebody else is too ashamed to say. You could be the words I gave may not be for everybody, but God may have given you a word, you know, through what you heard today that may be the icing on the cake for somebody. So don't be ashamed. Amen. If you can just start, fix your phone.
Hello, Pastor.
Yes.
This is your honorary member, Marcia. We kind of spoke last week a little bit. But I just want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing, because it's really changing a lot of lives.
Okay.
I am truly blessed by your words, because I too am going through some things. And I felt like I have been plotted on and picked on, and I have lost my job in the result of it. But I already know that he's not going to allow me to go through this and not open another door for me.
Exactly. Exactly. And pray unto God. Because for God to allow Daniel to go in the lion's den, for him to allow the Hebrew boys to go in the furnace, right, when these are situations that they couldn't do anything for themselves. And that's when God steps in. That's when God steps in. If he's given you the authority and the ability to do it, we need to stop praying and asking God to do something he's given us the authority to do. And that's why some prayers are not being answered, so they say. So God says, you can do that. I created you to do that. You can rebuke that demon. You can do these things. I gave you the power and the authority to do some things. So sometimes we just pray and asking God for things because we're lazy and we don't want to face it. But separation is happening to where God is looking for his wheat. He's looking for his wheat amongst the tares. So keep going through. Keep going through, knowing that your motive behind everything was pure. And if people attacked you, you know what happened with these men that lied against Daniel? The Bible says that they went and got the men that lied on Daniel and all their families and threw them in the lion's den. So the trap they was trying to set for him, it ended up eating them and their families. Not that you wish bad on somebody else, but just know that you serve the kind of God that how you go through your storm determines the outcome. You can go through and be dead right about everything, but go through it the wrong way, and then you'll still be in the same position because the attitude was messed up. So go through it like a child of God. Go through it forgiving. Forgive those people. Love on those people. Check on them. Do the extraordinary thing that only Jesus would do. And remove feelings and remove emotions, and that's when your breakthrough is going to happen for you. I believe it, Marcia. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Amen. Do we have anyone else? Just start, fix your phone.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, let me step outside. I was in a store. That message was for me today. You know, we talk about a lot of things and what's going on right now in my life. Had it happened 6 months ago, my reaction would have been totally different. So in that the 6 months prior to it, God had been preparing me. This I've been wanting to fast and pray and just hear from God. And today I got my answer. He was preparing me for something. I just want to thank you for allowing me, for allowing God to use you, because I needed to hear it. Because I was wondering myself, like, God, I fast and I pray. What is it? I'm not going through it. Everything is okay right now. But why do I have this desire to seek you even more now? But now I realize what it was, because what's going on right now would have been, I would have did something totally different than what I'm doing now. And it's like in the midst of it, I have so much peace. And people really don't understand it, but it's because God has already been preparing me for it. And now I truly understand what he's been doing, trying to elevate me to a place. But yes, I had to get myself together in order to receive what he has for me. And I appreciate you for taking the time out to hear from God so that you can feed us this, because it really encouraged me today.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. That bless my heart. That makes my heart. Praise God. You can't just start fix your phone and let God have his way.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Pastor Dan.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I just want to say that this message definitely was for me as well. Pretty much it's kind of tacked on from last week to this week and kind of all together, you know, dealing with things that I have dealt with as well. And pretty much kind of like how I try to encourage others, you know, I tell you all the time that, you know, with my weight loss journey, I mirror it a lot of times with my spiritual growth, and some things I see through my weight loss journey, I see the spiritual side of it. And one thing that I try to encourage people, you know you're doing right, you're on the right path, even if you don't see the things that you expect, you know, or the things that you've been praying about or whatever right now, opposite, you're getting the pain. It's working. You know, I know that you're doing what you're supposed to do. It's working. You know, it's pretty much like I said, what I'm seeing now, people, you know, actually praying, and it seems like the opposite is, you know, getting trials and other kind of stuff. Yeah, it's going to come. And like I said, even with working now, you're going to feel the pain, but it's also building you. It's building you up as well, and it's strengthening you. You just don't see it right now at that, at the time, but it's all working for you, you know. So I appreciate, you know, this message. It has been amazing, and I thank you for it.
Man, God bless you, D. You're an inspiration, man, to a lot of people, including me. So I thank God for you every day. I thank God for y'all. It's a blessing to have such a beautiful, crazy group of folk. I mean that in every sense of the word. We argue, we all that good stuff, but it's a beautiful thing when you know you have family. You don't have to worry about walking out on you and being mad at you when you do something to hurt your feelings. And I'm going to let somebody know on this line, if your pastor is not occasionally hurting your feelings about your life, then he's not leading you right. Your pastor should be on top of things in your personal life, because if he's going to be accountable for you, it's only fair that the pastor knows some of what's going on in your life, especially when you're going up and down a dry road. If he doesn't know it, somebody within the ministry should be able to help lead and guide you. Don't let the devil trick you into thinking that people are out to get you within the church. You know, don't let him put all that mess in your spirit. But you, as a matter of fact, you get what you're putting in. If you don't put anything into a ministry, you don't get nothing out of a ministry. If you put mess in a ministry, you're going to get mess out of a ministry. But if you put love and you put joy and you put some long-suffering into a ministry, you're going to reap what you sow. Reap what you sow, you know. So thank you, D'Angelo. Do we have anyone else on the line?
Pastor, can you hear me, Pastor? Hello, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes,
yes, Pastor.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes, Pastor, I just wanted to just thank God for your word today, and I thank God for you continually encouraging. I just got the information today off Facebook, and I thank God for
the encouraging word. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. That was a new caller. Well, thank God. Do we have anyone else? Hello. Yes, sir. I know that voice.
Well, yeah, you know me. It's your son. This message was just for me, and it just spoke to me on many different levels, especially about the part where you were saying, don't be waiting till you're going through your trials and tribulations to praise God. Do it before, and just do it every day, even when you're not going through nothing. Just do it every day, because you might not even be in the situation that you were doing what you were supposed to be doing before you were going through. And I just want to say thank you for preaching to me from a teacher standpoint and a father standpoint.
I love you, boy. Trying to get me choked up on this phone. You need to get off the phone. Love you, man. Amen. Do we have any left? All right, bro. Well, seems like that was the end of it. Yes.
Pastor Robinson.
Yes. I know that voice, too.
Yeah, I know. This is Janice from Arkansas. I want to thank you so much for reinforcing it. That message was a reinforcement to me. My greatest prayer is, Lord, help me to recognize Satan. And when he helps you recognize him and you know it's him, you can just pray, put him behind you, and move on. You can take things so differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you. Thank you so much. Love you. Love your family. Love the church family. And just thank you.
Amen. That's First Lady Mama right there, y'all. Praise God. Amen. Do we have anyone else? Well, all right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for an awesome opportunity, Lord, to plant seed within your people, Lord. We thank you, God, for those that have received, Lord, those that have taken a look in the mirror, Father God, and stop having a pity party, Lord. We understand, we're understanding that we're here, we're picked out to be picked on. And give us the strength, God. We know that we're picked out to be picked on, but to be promoted, Lord. So we want to be promoted. We don't want to complain about our situation. We want to be prepared for the battle, Lord. So we thank you for this day, for opening our eyes, Father God. We give you all the glory, Lord, for each and every person that's on this call. Let them steps be a little lighter today. Let them walk with a little more hop. Let them smile, Lord, a lot more, Father God. Let them have more peace about themselves and plant a forgiving spirit in each and every one of them. Even those that have been wrongly, they've done wrong, Lord. They've just done wrong, but Lord, let them know that they cannot allow their spirit of bitterness to reside in them. We can't be the people of God walking around with an angry face all the time. That does not give you glory, and that does not show people that you are who you are. So we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless you, and thank you for calling. See you next week. We'll hear you next week. Whatever one. God bless you.
Apostle Robertson would like to thank you for your continued support. This has been a production of One Family Fellowship and DDR Ministries. Thank you.